Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
It's just a weird case, and it continues to get weirder. Former Lechter County Sheriff Sean Steins, he's accused of fatally shooting District Judge Kevin Mullins in that shocking courthouse incident. He's seeking to have his charges reduced from murder to manslaughter. Steins' defense attorney, Jeremy Barthley, argued that the killing was a crime of passion carried out during an extreme emotional disturbance and thus warrants a lesser charge. It was not something that was planned and occurred in the heat of passion, Bartley stated in an interview with People. For us, the highest level of culpability should be manslaughter based on the partial defense of extreme emotional disturbance. The tragic encounter between the two longtime friends, Steins, who's 43, and Mullins, 54, occurred inside Mullins' chambers in the Lechter County Courthouse. Surveillance footage revealed that the pair were in a tense discussion before Steins drew a gun and aimed it at Mullins' head. The footage showed Mullins sitting behind his desk, raising hands in apparent fear as Steins fired 8 rounds, Mullins attempting to hide under the desk. Prosecutors presented the footage last week showing Mullins' desperate attempts to avoid the gunfire. The video reportedly captured Steins approaching Mullins, who was crouched beneath his desk, and firing 2 additional shots at close range before leaving the room where Mullins had served as judge for 15 years. According to Kentucky Detective Clayton Stammer, additional footage captured Steins making multiple calls to his daughter on both his own phone and Mullins. Stammer testified that police found Steins' daughter's number saved on the judge's phone. Shortly after the shooting, Steins surrendered to law enforcement, asking them to treat me fair as he was taken into custody. And in an unusual twist, he informed the police, "They're trying to kidnap my wife and kid." Though authorities have yet to elaborate on the specifics of the statement. While the motivation behind the violent confrontation remains unclear, authorities have suggested a potential link to a sex scandal, though they have not provided further details. Steins has entered a plea of not guilty on first-degree murder and is currently being held at the Leslie County Jail. The case has moved to a grand jury with the prosecution and defense preparing for upcoming proceedings. This is a very strange case and getting stranger by the day. Have they officially said anything about motive as of right
now? No. They said that they're looking at their cell phones. There must have been something that Mullins had on his phone that Steins figured out, found out, learned about, something to do with his daughter, and freaked the fuck out as a dad. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't know. No one knows. But extreme emotional disturbance, that is the only thing I could think of as well.
The part about they're trying to kidnap my wife and kid, I don't get that. That feels like a mental breakdown. Like you're not living in reality, but we don't know. Maybe there was something going on. Seems unlikely.
Well, it seems unlikely. We're in a crazy world. I have no idea, but if someone were trying to kidnap his wife and kid, and if they knew something about this and needed to protect somebody, I don't know. I mean, there's so many ways this could go. If somebody with a lot of power was doing something very inappropriate, maybe more other people in places of power were doing something inappropriate too. I don't know. If there's a vested interest in that information not getting out, obviously the judge is dead. But then why would there still be this, venge to not let information get out or something if there weren't more involved? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. And boy, they've kept this whole thing really quiet. There's no leak about what could have been transpiring between the two of them. What did somebody find out that they didn't want somebody else to know?
Yeah.
You know, we are in the world of social media, of leaks to the press, and there's been no leak on this one. But so how deep does this story go? Where does it go? That's what I want to know. What's going on here?
Well, I think we'll find out fairly soon as to what was going on. I mean, these are the only clues that they've given the public. It's the phone, the surveillance video of how that looked and how that all went down, and that there was both her number on his phone and the judge's phone. That would tell me, again, it's pure conjecture, that dad who went and killed the judge was, if she's not going to answer my call, I wonder if she's going to answer if it's coming from him.
Yeah. And it looks like maybe she did. I mean, something happened when someone might've answered the phone that triggered him.
Yeah.
This sounds like a very triggered person. Something happened.
It may be a triggered person. It may not be a triggered person. I don't know. I mean, if you're a dad and somebody, you suddenly find out some sort of horrible abuse was going on with your daughter, and that person is standing directly in front of you, and you happen to have a firearm.
Right. And you know how to use it. You've been trained.
I'm in no way saying this is the right thing to do. But I can understand being triggered. And it would, I think, take a lot to not make someone pull that thing out if you found out some sort of information like that. And I don't know if that's what they found out. I have no clue. That's just pure conjecture if I were in a situation where that were to happen. So who the hell knows? We're trying to put the dots together, but something was triggering. And if it certainly involves something that was beyond the officer's control, and something that involved abuse or something shocking happening to one of his loved ones or his daughter, I think you got a case for manslaughter.
You know, what if we find out the judge had done something or was planning something horrible? I mean, no, you shouldn't kill another person, but...
Yeah, that's why you got a case for manslaughter then.
Yeah. Just feels a little justified if there was something going on that he discovered.
Yeah. I mean, unless he had information before he went in there and then confronted him on something. I don't know. I mean, then you could have a little premeditation there, but we just don't know the answer to that as far as I know right now. But
it is so twisted.
Well, we'll keep following this one. This is going to be very, very fascinating to watch. Very fascinating.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.